Okay, we're learning today. Today we're learning now. Perak Masechta Peah, Perak Beis, Mishnah Vav. Magid Sheri is the Rosh.
Right.
Arye Shragaroth.
Maisa Shizorah Rabbishim.
Maisa Shizorah Rabbishim. Isha Nitzba Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. He plowed.
He seeded.
Va'alu Lulishkas Hagazis Vishalu. And then he answers to those and asks a question. Omar Nachum Halavlar. Nachum Halavlar, the scribe said, "Mukulani Rabbi Mi Yosha, Shekibul Mi Abba, Shekibul Min Hazugos, Shekibul Min Hanavim, Halachal Vashusina, Bezreus, Astem, Shne Minim Chitim." When you seed your field, two minichitim im Asan Gorgis, Udon yesterday, the Bishop on yesterday, in Masogor and Achas, Nosen Peacha, Stegoros, Nosen Shepeos. This is exactly what Udon yesterday. Halavlar, why was it called a Lavlar? It was a Sufi, he was a scribe. Okay, he was a Talmud Chacham. Hello.
Okay, Lavlar is a sefer.
A sefer hazugos heim kolosim shnayim haniskonim beperikam b'dim sechet avos shekiblu shnayim mipi shimon hatzadik. It was always in zugos. Okay, the zugos, the team, the peers. Okay, today is the second day Chanukah. The zug. So the Makabal, that when you plant too many Zeroim, like this is what we learned yesterday here, 53. When you plant two different Zeroim, you have two different, you have over here, let's say, you have over here wheat, and you have over here barley, two different seeds. If you make it Lakita Achas, you see over here, you take the two different types of seeds. Also, Goran Echas, you do Goran Echad, you see, you take over here Goran Echad. I plant over here two different types of seeds. You see over here, there's one variety and there's another variety. If I harvest them all in one shot and I make one big pile, what is the halacha? The halacha is no sane.
Oh yeah, two different piles, so you have to give from each one.
Not each one. No.
If you pile them together, you give one.
You pile it together, you give one.
Right.
If you pile it together, you give a zer echad. But let's say you pile it two different piles.
Then two different
places. Different piles.
We learned that already.
Then so he's doing a ma'is to support this. A ma'is to support this. Ma'is shezor Rabbi Mishem Isha Nitzvah Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. He was zora in the presence of Rabban Gamliel. The question: what's the halacha? Do I give one? Do I give two? Do I give one payer, or do I give two payers? So what did he pass? And he told him, "I'll tell you a ma'is. I'll tell you the halacha. I'll tell you the tradition. The tradition is." Omar Nachum Halav Lor Mikubal Never Tradition Mirabi Yosha Shekibul Me Abba Shekibul Min Azugoy Shekiblu Min Hanaviyim Halachal Moshe Misinai Bezoreya Es Sodeo Shnei Minim Chid Vigoyim When you have two Minichitim Im Osam Goran Achas. If you make it one Goyrin, like in this case, are you with me over here? Then Noisem Peachas Shtegranois. But let's say I seed Shtegranois. In other words, I make two different granois. So you see one pile of this and one pile of this. You see the difference? Do you see the difference?
Two difference.
Then I give Noisem Shtegranois, Noisem Shtepeos. Is that clear?
Right. Like we said already.
Exactly like we said already. You good?
Good.
Are we ready to go to the next Mishnah?
If you want, or you usually like the Chazit 16 times.
So we're going to Chazit again?
Yeah.
Naisa Shazora Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah Ishtofnei Rabban Gamliel V'yolu Lishkas HaGozis V'sho'alu Le'este Shaila Omar Nachman Lovla. They went to the Lishkas HaGozis.
What was it? He was being Zareh with Rabbi Shimon. Maisha Shazor Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. And then they went up to the Lishkas HaGozis and then he asked him.
Este Shaila.
Why did he have to tell us where he asked him the Shaila? It's ridiculous.
Where he asked the Shaila?
He says, "The Olu Lishkas HaGozis." That's superfluous.
Well, I don't know the answer. Maisha Shahoya Kachoya.
Amma Nachum Halavla.
He was one of the Rosh HaSanhedrin, it seems. He was one of the 71 members of the Sanhedrin.
Nachum Halavla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name Nachum Halavla. I'm a Nachum Halavla.
He was the sefer.
He was the scribe. I have a tradition. Mekubal mi mirav miyasha, shkibul mi mirav miabo, shkibul mi nazugos, shkibul mi hanaviim. Halacha l'mosh mi Sinai, b'zoreya, shtei granois, shnei minechitim.
Im osan goyren achas.
You make it one goyren nois and peil achas. You make it one goyren, you give
it. Then shtei peil.
Sade shekitzarua goyim. It was harvested by a goy or kitzarua listim robbers, kirsumua nemolim. What does that mean? Kirsumua nemolim. We'll see what that means. or shivarata haruach, the wind blew down, oy behema, pitura, you're exempt from giving maisa. Okay? Shivarata haruach, the wind. You see the wind, the whirlwind.
Yeah.
Na haruach shavas ha-givoy lumayi dekach niktzura tua. Kirsmun amolim. So where, you see little creatures here? Look, a little creature.
Oh, disgusting. They look like grasshoppers.
Why? It's not disgusting. You're allowed to eat it. You make a bracha. You make a bracha on grasshoppers.
Do you eat them?
No.
So then we say they're good.
If the Sfaradim eat it.
But the no Ashkenazim eat them. So that Shekatsruha Goyim.
Goyim, non-Jews harvest in the field.
Katsua list them.
Robbers. Kirsimua Namalim. Little creatures, whether they ate, they same idea, they ate it up.
They ate it up.
They broke them apart. They make it. They harvested it.
What they're doing?
Hanamalim kirsubua hagivol. They ate the givol. The givol is the stalk. They broke the stalk down. They broke it. They attacked it.
Wow.
What's the problem?
To list them.
So we have over here the guy
on the tape. I was hoping that was going out to the mass.
If the ants broke the givol, shivarata haruach, the wind broke it down. The wind broke it. Oy vehem, or an animal. Look at this, an animal stepped on it. Okay, oy vehem, petur, it's exempt. There's no more. There's no requirement to give. There's no requirement to give payah. Pit haruah. Let's say they cut half. The cut through list him. Let's say you cut half. The cut through list him, and the robbers cut. Chetzia, petura, shechayvas apeh bakama. If you cut half, cuts are chetzia. The cut through list him, chetzia, petura, shechayvas apeh bakama. What does that mean? Let's give you the Rav. Sade sheketru goyim kusim. The atom for themselves. Not that they
Pusim
Yisrael. Does have a kilu ketzuro because of their fewer because of you did.
This is good.
Okay. Okay, so we learned something today. At least we learned something. Kersimur nemalim derech hanemalu lachte kane kan itzerech of a nemal of an ant to cut the kane the stalk hashibor less milamata ulzeh koydim. That's what we call kersum. Lashon yichar semen chazir meyar. I don't know what yichar semena means to consume, to eat. The chazir meyar, the chazir meyar, he consumes it. Pitura. The chesiv it says gabi peyo uvikutzrechem. It says by peyo uvikutzrechem when you cut. Okay, when you cut, not when someone else cuts. It says by peyo uvikutzrechem ad shetehu atem hakoytrim you, the yid. The yid has to the koytzer. Ah, shetiyu atem koytzer. Okay, so the ubikut shrechem. Now, what happens over here if the goyim chazra peyaloi shechayvas apey bekama? What does that mean by the, when you do half? Klaima chayvas apey shalzeh hinicha bekama. Klaima chayvas apey shalzeh hinicha bekama. And the yid im kol asade. I don't know what this means. I have no clue what this means. So we have no choice but to go to an elaboration. Sodesh Kotza Hagoyim Shekotru Goyim Kitsu Listim Kisukirsmukhan Walam Kotza Khazi Kotu Listim Kotya Pitur. If you cut half and the Goyim cut half, Pitur Shekhovas Kpevakama Kol Hasodemi Peya Afakasi Shekotza Hu Shekhovas Pevakotra Peya Nishai Ba Harehu Bekama Shapeyosh Nishai Ba Harehu Bekama. The Peya Chayev is Bekama, was standing. Shaloi gomar lekotzra, shekain ikar chiva peyku begemar haketzira. Okay, see what he says? See what he says? He says it's begemar haketzira. Borlan tensu hu loi gomar kol es ksira sasada elu listim gomura, helkoch ein kan kol chiva peyah. Okay, so the side over here is, shechayva sapeyah becomes when it's standing. Who's the one that finished off the field? Who's the one who finished off the field? The one who finished off the field is the guy. is the one that's not chayiv. So they wounded for you. If you harvest half of the field, so that half already has been cut down.
Right.
There's nothing more for you to do. 57. Where's 57? It's backwards. 57. Katsa chetzi v'katsa lusum chetzi. Here, katsa. I did katsa chetzi. I cut half. Chiyuv peyah mutal ala kama hanisheres. The chiyuv peyah is on this, right? I cut this. Where's the chiyuv peyah? Chiyuv peyah is at the end. Okay, so the chiyuv peyah is on the kama. The kama means I cut down this. The chiyuv peyah is on this. Now, niksal yidei listim umemele pata ba'alabayis ben ha'peyah.
Because they did the last part.
Because they did the last part. So let's see what's in the Rav. Kolay machayves ha'peyah shel zeh hinichem b'kama. This individual he left over b'kama. When the heidim kolas sadem chazra peyah la'imrim. He's asking a kasha. What would the halacha be? Let's say I myself would go and cut down the rest. I did it. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing, it's barren in the field. So where's the payah? The chiyah payah will then be chal upon the oimrim in what's been cut down. But that's only when I do it. If I by mistake cut down the entire field, there is still chal a chiyah payah on the stalks that have been cut down.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah.
If the sudah was called Chazra Peel Oimrim, the Chayv Lahafresh Peyam and Oimrim, if I myself would cut the entire field by mistake instead of leave over the last thing for the payah,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. The part that I cut down that's been cut, it's chal upon that it didn't pay off. But that's only when I do it.
Right.
But if the guy is mashed from the avoda, but chayvus avos peyam na'irim, hani nili hechad the kol lahu.
Right.
When I finish off the job,
right.
I didn't do it, the guy did. Menel, it's going to be part of from Peyon. Good?
Excellent.
Okay. Let's say the guy cut half. The guy here, okay? Here the guy, the other way around. Who did? Who went first? Who
first,
goes first?
First the listener.
The guy did. The guy, the listener did the first. Chetzia. The katzu chetzia. And I did the second half.
Right.
Nice and payah. Masha katzar. So I give payah
on the last part.
Okay. Luchzar. Nice and payah. Masha katzar. Fine. That's still right. Nice and payah. Masha katzar. Katzar chetzia. Let's say I say katzar chetzia. Umochar chetzia. And I sell it. Ah, you hear that? I sell this. Umochetzia. Halokeach nesepeh lokol. The lokeach. Now notice he gives. He has the lokeach. So the lokeach, the buyer nimkar. He gives two. The payah only is only one. Nimkar. Elokein lahafish peil ma al kol asad. Okay, so it's the buyer. The buyer gives that last payah. Only a dot around one. So the buyer. Okay.
Go.
And then the makdish. The other half. The higdish chetzio ha'poidim yad ha'gizbar, the one that redeems from the gizbar,
who knows saying the peyel ha'kol.
Alokech nosin ha'lepeyel ha'nosin ha'lokech nosin ha'lokol, l'shechoy vas ha'peyel mimash shekotzar nisha v'zeh ha'chasi shekone. Alokech. Because the peyel is only chal within for the one who buys it, upon him, is that's where the chiyah peyel is chal. Shechoy vas ha'peyel mimash shekotzar nisha v'zeh ha'chasi shekone ha'lokech. Davi ki'il le'mochar lo'i elamash nisha b'sodeh. And it's as if he sold to him, kil mochal loy mochal loy elamash shenishar basade achar sheyotzi mimena hapeyo shevoy lotzi mimosade. And therefore, when I sold you this half, I never sold you the peyo. Since it's one big sade,
right.
It's kilu. I did not sell you the last part. Shechayvus hapeyo mimash shehari kilu loy mochal loy elamash shenishar basade achar sheyotzi mimena hapeyo. When I bring the gizbar, I never really sold it. Never was really makdish this. When I was makdish the other half of the field, I was not makdish the chiyuv peyah for the entire sada. When I sold you half the field, I was never selling you the part of the peyah that's really for the entire field. It's self understood. The chayin. Okay, is that clear? So when I do, when I harvest half the field, and then I sell you the other half of the field, when I harvest, it's chal peyah on that piece for this part. So when I sell you this half of the field, I never really sold you the portion of the field which is meant to be peyah.
Great.
Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Kitzru listim. If I go and the goyim, they cut half, and then I cut the remaining half, and that's paid masha kotzar. I get paid me masha kotzar from what I've harvested. For the part that no, with the second half, I give paya, I give the paya. Oh, I have to give paya from me masha chetzer.
Not for the whole. When you do it, does it mean really for the whole field?
Yeah, that's what it means. Kotzar chetzer mocha chetzer. That's in this case. Halokeach nays to pay a lakol.
Right.
The buyer. Kata chetzer hingish chetzer. Apar demyad a gizbo who nays to pay a lakol. Okay. So.